I'm Amy Mark Scores with today's Blues Insider, sponsored by Window World. Alexander Steen recently played his 900th career NHL game, making him and his dad, Thomas, only the fourth father-son duo to reach that mark, joining the likes of Gordie and Mark Howe, Bobby and Brett Hull, and Gary and Ryan Suter.
Special thing, obviously, a special bond between the two of us. And then it's, you know, anytime you have your name together with other names like that, it's obviously very special.
Alex grew up watching his dad spend 14 years with the Winnipeg Jets, and when he was drafted by Toronto in 2002, their two worlds collided.
Playing with some guys that had played with my father, against my father, you know, it's a dream come true to be able to do this, especially for this amount of time.
Sponsored by Window World. Well, in addition to being the best face-off man in the NHL and a workhorse of a center, Ryan O'Reilly plays the guitar, plays the ukulele, and is a huge fan of the Tragically Hip.
The lead singer of the Tragically Hip, Cord Downey.
Left your house this morning.
I got a chance to meet him, and I was in Toronto. I was going to a concert called Explosions in the Sky. The lead singer comes walking in and sits beside us, and so like we're freaking out. Like, we can't even watch a show. We're like, oh my God, it's the, you know, Canadian music legend. You know, we're trying to enjoy the show, but we're like, we got to say hi to him. We got to say something to him.
O'Reilly said he didn't have the courage to say anything, but his buddy did.
Just a really down-to-earth, nice guy that like took the time, and I don't know, it was just one of those moments that I was just kind of blown away.
Robert Thomas joined a select list of rookies to find a home with former Blue Keith Tkachuk and his family. Thomas says Tkachuk doesn't hold back giving the youngster advice, and he does his fair share of chirping when he watches his own sons. Matthew plays for the Calgary Flames and Brady for the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I think he cares so much. He gets so intense during the games. It's funny. And if Matthew keeps falling down or something, you'll get a good laugh at and chirp him. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. And especially a guy like that, he sees so many little things that most people don't catch. And for him to be able to just point them out to you and teach you a couple little tips, it really goes a long way.
Thomas says Tkachuk likes to make fun of Canadian words.
Like process.
And the rookie goes out of his way to say them. Follow Blues forward Robbie Fabry's Instagram stories on any given day, and you'll see fewer pictures of the ice and more pics of the smallest member of Fabry's family.
I got a blue French bulldog named Hugo. Yeah, I got him when he was 4 months, and he was the runt, so he was pretty small, which was pretty cute.
And though you wouldn't know it from the pictures, Fabry's love for dogs is relatively new.
Growing up, I wasn't the biggest fan of dogs. My girlfriend now has a Frenchie, and then so the more I was around her Frenchie, I just started to love them. And they're so funny. They got so much energy, and their personality's great, and I just fell in love with them instantly.
You can follow Robbie and his French bulldog Hugo on Instagram at rfabry15. It's a long road to the NHL, even for youngsters like Sammy Blais, who made his debut with the Blues last season as a 21-year-old rookie. Players spend a lot of time away from their families, both the ones they were born into and those who adopt them during their teenage years playing junior hockey. The nature of the sport made Blais' family and Billet family's recent trip to St. Louis doubly sweet.
For them to get to come here and see me, I haven't seen them in 2 months, so it was nice to see them. My brother was there with a couple of my friends, and my Billet, when I was playing junior in Victoriaville, they came down too, so it was really nice to have them here for the weekend. Two family to take care of me, so it was nice.
Did they do anything fun?
We went to the Harch, and we went to a couple of good restaurants. That's about it.
For more information and to keep up with the team, go to stlouisblues.com.